This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. ranks 29th of 34 industrialized countries rated by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. American babies die at almost twice the rate of German babies, for example. We lead the world in teenage pregnancies. Tyson Foods says it plans to eliminate use of human antibiotics in chickens. Takeda will pay $2.4 billion to settle 9,000 lawsuits over the diabetes drug Actos, increasing cancer risk. Bud Light has apologized to women and the men who love them for using the line, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night, as part of its Up for Whatever campaign. North Dakota had the nation's highest rate of work-related fatalities in 2013, according to a report on the most dangerous states for workers released by the AFL-CIO. Next up were Wyoming, West Virginia, Alaska, and New Mexico. Hawaii had the lowest fatality rate and was followed by Washington, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. A study conducted by an energy consulting firm, Energy and Environmental Economics, and Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory said that to cut emissions by 26% to 38% by 2030, California would have to double the amount of energy efficiency in buildings and industry, ensure that 50 to 60% of electricity was from renewable sources such as wind, and oversee a sharp increase in the number of hybrid and zero emission cars. Governor Jerry Brown, in a new order, has said that the state needs to cut to 50% emissions by 2030. Baltimore Orioles played a baseball game with no fans, record low attendance. Rubella, also known as German measles, is no longer a threat in North and South America, a scientific panel set up by global health authorities announced. Protests of latest police killings in Baltimore spread to Boston, New York, Indianapolis, Washington, and other cities, with thousands participating. In a tight race in the United Kingdom, Ed Miliband, the Labour Party leader, went to Russell Brand, the comedian's house, to be interviewed on YouTube and try to offset Brand's no-vote position and appeal to younger voters. Insurers are breaking a federal requirement that they cover all approved methods of birth control for women without copayments or other charges, two different studies have now found. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.